circumference as being the procession of things from God, right? Huh? And he points at the other end of these radii, which are many, as opposed to the one point, huh? Going from one to many. As these things proceed from God, what is one in God is many in what? Creatures. Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now there are many, many in creatures, but one thing we learn about creatures is that the existence of the creature and his substance, meaning what he is, are not the what? Same thing. Okay? In other words, for example, the existence of a cat is not the same thing as what a cat is. Mm-hmm. And the existence of a dog is not the same thing as what a dog is, right? Okay. Likewise, the substance of a dog or a cat, what it is not the same thing as its what, operation, what it does. So, in you and me, our existence and what we are and our doing are three different things, really. Okay? Now, the way up and the way down, as the great Heraclitus said, are just the same. So, in learning about God, we're going what? Up, right? Okay? And when things proceed from God, they were going, so to speak, down, right? Huh? Okay. So since we have to start to know God from creatures, in a sense we can say that in this life, huh, we're knowing God from creatures, right? From creatures. When we see God as he is, face to face, you have one name, as Thomas says. Okay? But when we know him from creatures, there's this multiplicity in creatures, and that's going to be found in our what? Knowledge of God from creatures. Although we will find out that the existence of God and the substance of God are the same thing. And we'll find out that the substance of God and the operation of God are the same thing, really. And yet, in question two, we talk about the existence of God. In questions 3 through 13, especially 3 through 11, right? We talk about the substance of God. And then starting in question 14, we talk about the operation of God, his understanding, his willing, and so on, right? Now, why do we have these three parts, right? If they're all the same thing in God. Huh? Well, the multiplicity in our knowledge of God here comes from the fact that we're knowing God going upwards, right? From creatures, and the multiplicity is in our knowing, not in the one we know. And we don't affirm the multiplicity again, right? Okay? And in a way, it's just the reverse of God. God knows simply the composed, right? God knows in a unitary way multiplicity, right? But we know the simple, the composed, and the one in a way through the what? The many, right? Huh? So that's why we have these three parts, huh? Okay? But that's in the multiplicity is all in our knowledge, right? Okay? You see? So we should take a little break now before we begin the next appropriate time of the lesson.